Hey there, Brady. This is Asterios Kokonos welcoming you to your personal episode of the 5-Minute Podcast. Sriracha just went Sriracha, here's what just happened.
What's up?
Brady just tweeted me. He said, I'll pay you $15 if you record a 5-Minute Podcast right now from Bahama Breeze.
Okay, cool. What's the topic?
I think it's just Bahama Breeze. Do you want to come over here and beyond?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Of course. Oh, yeah. Yes. I love you. I want you on everything I do. Here, let's just move this. All right, here, sit down. Now, you're quieter than me, so you should hold the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this guy's name?
His name is Brady. He's the guy that dresses up like Bob Ross on Twitch, and he makes real paintings on Twitch.
Wow, that sounds incredible. Please let me know what your Twitch channel is so I can smash that sub button.
We're doing
Yeah, nice great. Oh, wait, slowly working our way through.
Wow. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
All right. Brady, we're in Orlando for a couple of reasons. We're here to visit my mommy. Are you looking forward to hanging out with my mom?
Yeah.
It's gonna be so much, but you know what she's gonna do? She's gonna take us everywhere. She's gonna take us to Downtown Disney, which is actually now called Disney Springs.
Oh, really?
You know why they changed it?
Why?
Because downtown areas are associated with crime. See, originally it was called Downtown Disney.
Oh my God,
I'm not
are
kidding.
You serious?
Yes. Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep. Here's the thing. So, Universal opened up Universal City Walk, which is like, look, it's not Universal Studios, but it's like a little free area you can go in and shop and eat and shit at, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, see, that's weird because the areas of town that I'm used to associating with downtown are like Midtown, which is probably the safest place you can be in New York City.
Well, in New York, right, but now think about this. Hey, I'm going to go walk around at night in Downtown Los Angeles.
True.
I'm gonna go to Downtown Chicago and walk around.
I mean, downtown, like in Philadelphia, downtown is like, what's it called? Not Clinton Hill, but like Rittenhouse Square, which is like where all the fancy people live. There's literally an area of Philadelphia called the Philadelphia Badlands.
Wow.
Which is like the hood.
There was a place when I went to school in Emerson. In order to get to my favorite diner, you had to walk through an area of Chinatown that was known as the Combat Zone.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm not kidding. And I was like, oh, the Combat Zone. Is that just like a weird nickname Emerson people have? Then I watched an episode of Cheers from like 1987. And Sam is like, oh, no. Coach is in the Combat Zone.
No, seriously. Like, if you look up on Wikipedia Philadelphia Badlands,
yep,
there is a marked section.
Yep.
Yep. Is that?
Yeah, I'm not kidding either. We're both not kidding. So anyway, Mom loves going to Disney Springs, which used to be called Downtown Disney, but a year or two ago they rebranded it because the word downtown doesn't quite have the Disney magic.
Scares white people.
Yep. All right, let's tell Brady what we've drank today so far.
I'm pretty fucking drunk.
Oh, I thought you were at a 3.
No, that was a lie. I told a lie on Discord. I'm sorry. Stop shoving the phone in my face.
You're so quiet. I have to shove it in your face. Anyway, speaking of things to shove in people's faces, here's what I would shove in some asshole's face. We went on a rum raid. What a rum... Wait, what?
We're disturbing other patrons now.
Oh, okay. We went on a rum raid.
No, just you don't have to whisper. Just how about something in between? How about
There's
like a 5?
There. You know I can't do that. I'm a man of extremes.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, so anyway, a rum raid is they bring out 8 rumlicious drinks in little glasses. So it's like a whole flight of fruity, fancy rum drinks. They brought out like a zombie, a Bahama Mama, a Dark and Stormy, a painkiller.
I drank
a killer
way
bee.
Too fast.
Yeah, you did. Well, because the mice was melting.
That's true. I saw a bunch of lizards. We've seen so many lizards on the strip. I've been naming them. There's one, a big, thick lizard that keeps running up to our table. I named it Sticky.
I love Sticky. You got a really good picture of Sticky.
I love Sticky. I'll send you my pictures of Sticky. I took like a burst of Sticky when I was drinking. But there's also a little tiny, tiny one that I've named Karen, who's very brave, but we haven't seen Karen since the beginning of the meal.
I got a bunch of good pictures of Karen. I think we're cool. We've also ordered a giant, what is this? This glass says Island Vibes on it.
Yeah, it's a thick ass margarita or something.
Yeah, we've ordered, it's like the size of a bowling ball, Brady. It's filled with so much margarita and we have to finish half of it before they'll bring me a beer.
Yeah, because they have, what is that?
Over-serving laws.
That's stupid.
I know.
That's stupid.
I know. It's one of the few laws Florida has.
Oh, man, that makes my libertarian dick really hard. If I want to drink until I die, I should be allowed to drink until I die. I don't need the nanny state telling me to stop drinking my margarita.
All right, Brady. We gotta go because, okay, this is gonna be the most unbelievable thing we've said this whole time. We both came down to Bahama Breeze with our laptops so we could work.
Yeah.
We found a table with an outlet and they have Wi-Fi here, and so we're just drinking and working. But thank you so much for your support. Thanks for helping us out.
I love you. Text me and I'll send you pictures of Sticky.
And I'll send you pictures of Karen. Just remind us. All right, see you later, Brady.
Bye.